In studio with me now is one of my friends, Imtiaz, and he's and members of the GDM band, which was established in 2014 with the goal of teaching underprivileged children the art of drumming and taking them out of their circumstances and taking them places that they've never been before. In studio, I have Imtiaz, who is a Maastricht student at Livingston High School and teaches the drumline. He is joined by Noah, which is an 8-year-old boy who's a very adorable person, one of my favorite members of the drumline, and a couple other kids. So, could you please introduce yourselves?
Good afternoon. My name is Imtiaz Abrams, and I'm the head of the drumline. And this is
Matthew Pichenaar,
Janino Blankenberg,
and Corbin Jardine,
and Noah Matthijs.
Imtiaz, could you just give us like a more background information about the drumline?
Okay, so the drumline was established in 2014 with the goal of trying to take underprivileged children from their circumstances and giving them opportunities which they never had before. And we have up to 25 members so far with the goal of having 150-piece drumline, which we will be taking overseas in a few years' time. And most of the kids can't afford to play instruments, and that's where the organization that we are part of teaches them music and drama and arts and all of that stuff. But yeah, the drumline is one heck of a place to be, and it's really fun to be a part of.
So Matthew, can you please tell everyone here in the hospital why did you decide? Wait, Matthew, Noah? Tanino and
Corbin.
I forgot I spent like a day with you guys, and like I'm forgetting a lot of names because you are a lot. But anywho, me first ask Noah and then Matthew get back to you. Could you tell the people outside now, why have you decided to join the drumline?
Because I love playing instruments a lot.
What instruments do you play?
I play recorder, piano and drums.
He's an 8-year-old boy and he plays so many instruments. Not even I can do that. But thank you so much for telling us about that. Matthew, could you tell us how you got involved with the drumline?
I got involved through my friend, Ra'is Hussain. He encouraged me to join the drumline.
And are you enjoying it?
Yes.
Why did you decide to be part of the drumline?
I saw like they were going good and strong and they were awesome, so I started to join them.
Lots of friends. Before I came, there was lots of friends that joined drumline, so they inspired me to join, and that's how I started.
The reason I joined drumline was because my friends told me about how good the drumline was, and I told him, that I love instruments and playing music, and that I also want to be a part of the drumline to have a better future in life.
And what are some of the lessons that you guys learned?
The lesson that we have learned is that no matter in what circumstances that you are, anything can happen, and that nothing is impossible, and if you practice, make perfect.
I would agree with Corbin about that. From my perspective, lots of us come out of underprivileged circumstances, and that. So I will basically say is, For me, it's like a very big step. Like for now, as I'm now here, the radio station. So it's a big opportunity for me.
Do you guys see yourself continuing drumline in the future?
Yes.
Definitely.
MTS,
can you tell us more about your role in the drumline?
So my role is I teach the drumline on a Wednesday and a Saturday, and not only do I teach him, but I teach him how to read music. I teach him how to read and play drum music also. And then a part of that is I mentor them by teaching them maths. Some of them I teach after school, like I tutor them. And because they need help with stuff, so I guide them through like their growing up stages in their teen life. And that's what I do as my role in the drumline.
And why have you decided to teach them?
Firstly, I saw the drumline perform. That time it was Hyde Park drumline. But then I was like, no, let me guide these boys through my... Because I've been through a lot, so I would rather like guide them. And then I decided one day, let me give it a shot and let me just show them that let's do it this way. And since that, I've been doing it.
So you are matric at the moment, yes, just like me. And what is your future plans?
Well, I would like to become a mechanical engineer though. But for now, I would like to grow this drumline, and we would like to go overseas, taking 150 kids overseas. And not only that, it's the drumline has been a part of me, and I've been a part of the drumline, which makes it a connection that can't be gone. It can't go away. But yeah.
Where do you see the future of the drumline?
In a few years' time, I would like to sit back and retire, even though I'm young, but I would like to retire. But the thing is, in a few years' time, I see a lot of these kids performing in the Cape Philharmonic as percussionists, because I'm a percussionist for the Cape Philharmonic. And not only that, is they learn these keys are stuff that they learn that can help them in their life, not only with rhythm and stuff like that.
Do you maybe have any words of encouragement for the kids here in the hospital who actually want to learn an instrument?
What I can say is I've started my first instrument when I was 8 years old, and since that I've been playing instruments. But I would like to encourage each and everyone in the hospital to just pick up an instrument and just start. And no matter what, practice makes perfect, and anyone can be perfect. But yeah, from the drumline side, we would like to thank everyone that's listening and for the support that we have been receiving on Facebook and on our YouTube page. But yeah, what I would like to say is that you should never give up in what you love and what you're passionate about.
Thank you so much for the interview and the knowledge that you gave the children here in the hospital.